Rachel, 6 months later. It was liftoff day, the second most exciting day of my life, aside from the day I'd been offered the job to reside on a private space home and serve as house staff. I'd gone through nearly 6 months of training and preparation, along with a mid-sized team, many of whom I now considered as friends. For reasons that we'd been told was necessary, we still had no clue whose home it was rotating in space. And honestly, I didn't care. The way we'd been trained, there was to be minimal contact with our employer, and I was fine with that. We had one another, and that was enough. Nervous? Rebecca asked, sitting down next to me. We were in our space gear and could make conversation private between one another while also sharing a group communication channel. Yes, nervous as hell. She smiled through her space helmet. Me too, me too. I just want to get up there already. Can't wait to see what space is really like instead of all the VR that we've been training in. Were you able to eat? Rebecca asked. Barely. Yeah, same here. Rebecca and I had clicked from the get-go. She was from Chicago and, like me, had next to no one in her life. Just friends, but no family. She'd been a foster child and, unlike me, had a college education. One of the things that I'd learned was that the staff could pursue a degree while working for our employer. Whatever we wanted to study, it was paid for. And I had already started my very first term of college. How's your homework going? Rebecca asked. Okay. I think it's going to be the math that kills me. We'll see. Jake's agreed to tutor me. Rebecca grinned. He's pretty cute. It's not like that. She nodded her head. Uh-huh. We'll see. Serious? Rebecca rolled her eyes. Please. Human nature is human nature. I think half the team has already boinked each other. For reals? For reals. I sighed. I'd had my mind so focused on training and school that I had barely had time to sleep, let alone think about sex or getting laid. Maybe I was strange that way. The group channel buzzed and blinked, indicating to us that everyone needed to stop their private conversations and focus on the message. We listened and obeyed. It was time to go up. We were being sent up in three separate entourages to ensure that if one shuttle had a disaster. Cameron. My house cleaning staff had arrived safely, and the space station was alive with activity. We could all breathe normal again, having bypassed one of the most difficult passages of their employment. Watching the monitors, I felt like the owner of an ant farm. It was mesmerizing to witness, and my excitement seemed silly. I'd been aboard my new home for 3 months already with a skeleton crew who was eagerly awaiting the other 24 members joining them. Every aspect of their work lives was monitored. However, their private time was exactly that. I'd realized that many of my crew sought the same thing I did, solitude. But I was itching to watch Rachel aboard the station. Once again, I was dealing with my own ethics and morals. Naturally, all it would take was a request. I wanted to honor her personal space, however. Could I resist? As it was, I'd monitor her every move and action while she'd been in training. The patience required of me had been ridiculous. I was painfully aware of her presence and that she was no longer on Earth, but rather only a 10-minute walk away from my living quarters.